Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Bayer, and this is my brother, Jonah.
We're two siblings who love to talk about our childhood and nostalgia and how it shaped us into the people we are today.
Who are pretty excited for this week's episode, if I do say so myself.
Yes, we are so excited for this week's episode of our podcast, How Did We Get Weird? Incredible guest, Will Ferrell, the head of Big Money Players Network with iHeartMedia, legendary comedian, actor. This was such a fun episode to record.
Oh my God, we just had so much fun. Will and I got to talk about our days at SNL. We talked about Scooby-Doo. We talked about how Monopoly money absolutely rocks.
Yes. And we also played a really fun game with Will called Change.org, where we kind of reviewed some petitions on Change.org. We got Will's take on if he should be the new Batman, which
yes,
I think we all agreed he should do.
100%.
We also got his take on, you know, other very, very important issues facing society today. So it was great to have Will kind of weigh in on that stuff. He talked about going to school with the guys from Raising Against the Machine. You know, if you enjoy it, we're going to play a teaser here.
And you can check out other episodes of the podcast, which include Weird Al Yankovic, Amy Schumer, Taryn Killam, Lisa Loeb, Jewel. Come on, you got to check it out, please.
It's just a podcast where we're hanging out with our friends, talking about cartoons, talking about snacks, talking about all those nostalgic topics with just a lot of really talented and hilarious people. Check out this clip of this incredible podcast this week with Will Ferrell. If you like this, go over to How Did We Get Weird and subscribe. We release new episodes every single Monday.
Check out me and my big brother Jonah every Monday on How Did We Get Weird on the Big Money Players Network. If you like to have a blast, which we know you do, and you gotta do, that's true.
So, Will, you grew up in Irvine.
Yes. Irvine, California.
Irvine, California.
Which is Southern California.
Yes.
Yes.
And there are a lot of...
I like that you said it just alone, as if the world would know.
Where it is.
Do you think most people might not know? Yeah,
I guess people probably
it's
don't.
Kind of a small...
Yeah.
I know that some people like Rage Against the Machine, Zach De La Rocha were from there. Was that, and it seems like around the same year as you, was that, did you know those guys when you were in high school?
So here's another crazy SNL story.
Okay.
Sorry, Jonah.
No, please.
My first year on the show, so 95, 96 season, and Tim and Zach, who I went to high school, Tim Comerford, who was in my class, Zach was a year below us.
Okay.
Tim had been playing in bands and this, that, and the other. And then next thing I know, they're part of this band that everyone's talking about called Rage Against the Machine. And we're on the same show together.
Wow.
Whoa.
And it was like it was in that first half of the season. So within the first nine shows. And we were laughing going like, how crazy is this? We're on SNL these three guys from Irvine.
That's unbelievable.
Very cool.
Did you ever see Zach's band before that, Inside? I'm a music journalist. This is like like he had this band, Inside Out.
No.
Did you ever saw it? Okay.
No, but I think Tim was part. I did watch Tim perform with a band called Crystal Pistol.
Okay. I haven't heard of them, but I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
Which I believe is a reference to a penis. I don't know.
I feel like that's maybe something that you cooked up. No. I'm just kidding. That's
now Vanessa's out of the conversation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was just playing in, and I didn't even know Zach was into music.
Really?
I just remember Zach as like a skateboarder guy, and we'd play pickup basketball.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, he's this amazing lead singer. And then full circle, Tom Morello has become a friend through our kids' school.
Wow.
So.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Okay.
That's incredible.
Crazy.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we are, again, for like, so excited.
We're really nervous, and having you.
How are you guys feeling about the new setup here?
Again, this is only our second podcast.
I'm used to doing this in a room in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a little more involved, but it feels good.
For our listeners, they've set up two luxurious couches.
Yes. Yes.
I'm on more of a love seat.
Yeah.
You guys are on a full couch.
But of the same.
With some throw pillows.
Some throws.
Yeah.
Yep. We're just hanging.
So we're just hanging. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's super chill.
Kind of a chill, kind of like friends in a.
Friends in an office?
Office.
Yeah. In an abandoned office.
In an office with, you know, couches in it.
Yeah.
In it.
And some equipment.
And some equipment.
Audio equipment.
Just to just pretend it's not, you know, I don't even see it. Or, well, look.
Here's how it's going to go.
Here's how it's,
another commercial?
Everybody.
No. Keep it going. Keep it going.
So we've asked you to bring in a topic today. You gave us several.
Yeah.
And the one that we picked is Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Okay. To kind of talk about, to kind of riff on.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does Scooby-Doo, I'm about to rhyme here, mean to you?
Mm. You know. Yeah, that was. I did not see that coming. It's thrown me. Huge Saturday morning cartoon
kid.
Junkie kid, right? And Scooby-Doo, I just, between the solving of the mysteries, which were super scary in my brain at that time, and the suspension of disbelief every week that maybe they weren't going to solve it.
Yeah.
But they still did.
Yeah.
But somehow, like, I kept coming back for more. And just the camaraderie.
Yeah.
Fred's ascot.
I loved.
He wore an ascot scarf.
Yeah. And you liked that.
I loved his style.
Look. Yeah.
I think I had a crush on Velma.
Velma. Yes.
And then just, you know, Shaggy. I don't know so much about Shaggy. It was weird to me.
Yeah.
Like why he was allowed to hang around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He needed to kind of
I don't know what his skill set was. His best friend was a dog.
Yeah.
And, but still, but you know, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool of them.
Yeah.
They do all the hard work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just love, it was just my favorite cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was like.
And the Mystery Machine, which was their van they traveled around in.
Yeah. Right.
Which I drove a van in high school that was similar to the Mystery Machine. My dad had a Chevy van that I would sometimes use as my car to drive to high school, which had, you guys won't know what this, it was a manual transmission, but it's called three on a tree. It's just three gears.
Oh.
But it's up here.
Okay.
As so you opposed have a clutch to the shifter. Too?
You got the clutch and everything, but you're shifting. He just hauled his music equipment around and it was a windowless van. This doesn't sound good.
No.
But the Mystery Machine, I don't think, had windows either.
Was it really cool that when you would drive that van to work? Because I remember being in high school and kids who had cars like that, it was like, we were all like, we got to get in that car.
It was cool because it was kind of beat up.
Yeah.
And a little bit vintage-y. I hung out with a group of friends who liked doing weird stuff. So we celebrated the nonconformist kind of thing. And while all these young Irvine suburban kids had brand new cars, I had this beat up equipment van that became cool.
Right.
Banana yellow, bright yellow.
Yeah. So, there was a kid in your grade, Jonah, who had like a big yellow
truck. Yep.
Truck. And it was like the coolest thing. Like I grew up kind of near Molly in near Shaker.
Yeah, sure.
And we both did. And and there were a lot of kids who had these really nice cars, but I feel like that yellow truck was like,
I had a lot of bumper stickers on my car, like just covered with band.
We actually would sneak bumper stickers on each other's cars to mess
Okay.
Like, I would come out and there'd just be a U.S. Marines bumper sticker on the back of the other car I drove, which was a beat up VW Bug.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Oh, they got me. So we'd have bumper
That's
sticker
really
wars.
That's really funny. Yeah. Jonah drove a Jetta and it was like, we would drive in to school and he would be like blasting NoFX and stuff.
And blasting right. music. And okay. we'd be late.
I felt so cool. Believe it or not, I wasn't very punk in high school.
That's hard
but
to believe.
Jonah, I know. Jonah. And so I'd come in like so studious and all my books. Right. But we'd be blasting like, you know, whatever.
And you got a little street cred.
Yeah,
off
and
of that.
I'd be like, yeah. I guess I'm getting out of my brother's car. I was probably sometimes annoyed because we were late, but like, I was like so like I felt like it was such a cool way to show up to school.
Of course.
You know, like yeah. whatever. I guess I'm just listening to this punk music on
that. But scoot back to Scooby Doo.
Sure.
Speaking yeah. of music, they always have a music montage.
Oh yeah, I guess you're
every
right.
cartoon.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was so cool.
Yeah. Do you remember like being a kid on Saturday mornings and watching it? Or like, do you have a memory of what that?
I just knew I was like early riser.
Yeah.
I would get, and there was just kind of a lineup between like Scooby-Doo, Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
Okay.
And Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest.
Yes.
It was a big Saturday morning
yeah.
cartoon.
Yeah.
Here's where I was also a weird, my younger brother though still wouldn't wake up before I would.
Okay.
And I loved playing Monopoly.
Okay.
By myself, because the whole house was still sleeping.
Yeah.
And so I would set up the board and I'd play. And then when it wasn't my turn, I'd sneak into my mom's room and I would move her piece. I'd set up for two players.
Okay.
I would be, you know, the dog or the car or the shoe, whatever. I'd move around the board. And then when it was the other person's turn, I'd roll for them. They'd land on, and so I'd go into my mom's room like, Mom. Yes or no on Park Place.
Oh, that's so
She'd be
funny.
Like, what? Just say yes or no. She'd be like, no. Okay. Which means she didn't want to buy it.
Yeah. Right.
I'd do whole rounds of playing
wow.
by myself. Yeah. Until everyone finally woke up.
What a patient kid. That's
Patience.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find like having that money? We played kind of a lot of Monopoly in
sure,
our house.
Sure.
And I remember just like, the feeling of having a lot of that money just truly made me feel rich. And like, I just,
well,
it was hard for me to like give up that money.
I have a money story too. I have two money stories.
Great.
So yes, I can totally identify with that. And I always felt like we were running out of $500 bills.
Yeah.
There was in plenty of hundreds, but the 500s would go through quickly, I
okay.
feel like.
Okay, maybe there were less.
And
yeah.
there was a neighborhood across the street from the apartment complex I grew up in was Damber Drugs. And I was walking through the toy section one day. You could buy refills of Monopoly money.
I've never heard of that.
Well, wow. Let's just say it's the only time I've ever shoplifted. I took a stack of 500s. I stole fake money and I put it in my pocket and I walked out really stiffly. I'm sure if there was a camera, I'd be like the worst kid actor by the time I walked. I'm walking out of the drugstore. No need to look over here. And then I ran home and I stole Monopoly money to add to our games. We had plenty of 500s.
Oh my God. And you still remember it. You still, of course.
I still remember
what
it.
What a big, yeah.
And then I didn't realize we're going to be talking about money, but.
Is this the other story?
This is the other
yeah.
story. I brought my favorite Christmas present that I got this year from my wife. It's a little attaché case. Guess what it's filled with? Tiny stacks of money.
Oh my God.
Everyone here in the room? That's like 10 grand, at least. She got this for me.
That's such a great...
Yeah.
And you keep it on your person? At...
I just thought, maybe we'll talk about this today. Maybe there's be a good reason
money
for me to
up.
Show
yeah. you knew money
you
would
guys.
Come...
Yeah. You knew you're meeting with the Bayers, money might come up.
And then and then that relates to SNL, too.
Yeah.
Because when I met Lauren, because I had read a story about how Adam Sandler did something where he just pretended to hump a chair or
okay,
something and
okay.
was signed on the spot.
Okay, okay.
And I remember reading that going, you know what? He didn't worry about pleasantries or he just was like funny right away
yeah.
and they signed him and that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And so I thought if... And I knew I had to meet Lauren for my second audition.
Right.
It was a meeting before you. And I thought, I'm going to walk in with a briefcase and I'm going to fill it full of fake counterfeit money. And as he's talking to me, I'm just going to go like, Lauren, we can all talk till the cows come home. But we all know there's only one thing that really talks, and it's hard cold cash. And I was going to open it up and set it on his desk. And then I was going to like, so I'm going to walk out of this room and no one needs to know. You can take that money or you don't have to, whatever. And you can decide whether I should be on this show or not. So I walked into the room and Steve Higgins had just been hired as producer with a briefcase. What comedian walks into a room with a briefcase? A leather briefcase. It wasn't even a cool looking one. And I walk in, I can tell the vibe is not for joking around. And it was super serious. And I was like, oh my God, I got so freaked out. And I never got to my bit, so I'm just holding my briefcase.
Did he ask you what it was for?
It's the most unfunny thing ever. A weird, shy, quiet guy. It's supposed to be funny. Like, I'm supposed to be humping a chair. My inspiration was like, go hump a chair, do something active. And I'm just like, uh-huh, yes. Well, I was thinking about doing this character. I wouldn't do that. Oh, okay. Finally, after 20 minutes, Higgins goes, nice briefcase. I'm like, yeah, thanks. He's like, anything else you want to ask me? I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
And I walked out, and he never knew. I told him later, and he thought it was so funny that I couldn't pull the trigger on the bit. So, anyway.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.